The last few months of high school can be full of official decisions to be made about where to go to college or to take time off to work, how to handle friendships, family relationships, dating, when you know things are just going to change. Add a global pandemic and all the ways that life is changing, and 2020's graduating high school seniors are dealing with a lot more than usual. A recent national survey commissioned by Junior Achievement shows that the uncertainty is changing plans for many of them. Jennifer Reichlin is currently serving as the director of counseling at Marquette University High School. She worked previously as the chair of the counseling department at Burlington High School and as a school counselor for the Milwaukee Public School District. Last year, she was named Wisconsin School Counselor of the Year by the Wisconsin School Counselor Association and the American School Counselor Association. Jennifer, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And also joining this conversation is Michael Frona, who's president of Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. He earned a bachelor degree in education from the University of Wisconsin-Madison and a master's degree in public administration from the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. Michael, thanks for being with us today.
Good afternoon, Kaylee.
Michael, let's start here. Junior Achievement did this survey. Tell us who was surveyed and when it happened.
We were involved doing a survey with another agency at the end of May of this year. By invitation and online surveys, we collected responses from 1,000 graduating seniors from this year's class from across the country.
And why did Junior Achievement want to take on collecting this information and figuring out where students were?
For over 100 years, Junior Achievement has been involved in inspiring and preparing young people for their futures, whether that's college, career, entrepreneurialism, or just basic financial literacy. So it was very interesting to find out what are the things that we've been teaching really since the first grade. Have they been applied to people's decision making, or have they not? And that was a large part of why the survey was established.
So don't keep us in suspense then. What did you find? How large of an impact did you find that this coronavirus pandemic is having on what 2020 graduates plan to do in the fall?
Well, not surprisingly, nearly half of the respondents said COVID-19 has made some altercation in their plans. And the survey questions were designed in such a way that we could really capture a lot of demographic information between males and females and household incomes and what the original plans were. And we really see a lot of changes occurring regardless if a person decided to go or to pursue a four-year degree or a two-year degree. And there's many factors that the survey uncovers regarding that, which I'd be happy to talk to as we continue our dialogue this afternoon.
Certainly. Jennifer, about half of graduates in this survey say, yeah, my plans have changed because of COVID-19. Does that surprise you at all?
It doesn't surprise me in that it would have some impact on what their plans were. I don't know if I could say that for the students that I worked with at Burlington High School this past fall, if I would say that half changed their plans, but definitely 100%, it was certainly a factor. It was another layer of consideration. College planning or going into the military, going into an apprenticeship, those are huge choices, and there's many things to consider. And it was something that was very impactful for many students to have to think about. Does this change what I want? Do I want to be closer to home? Can I afford this? What are job market trends? So there's a lot of things students were thinking about that I saw a delayed process in the decision making, more so than anything in terms of students were more nervous to say, yes, this is what I'm doing. It usually was like March, April, we would have a good sense of what students' plans were definitively. And it was definitely more into May that students were making those choices by and large, it seemed like.
Sure, trying to get as much solid information as you can before you have to actually make the call.
Yes, yeah. Just that's the whole, with all of this, it's just everything is so uncertain that you kind of wanted to make sure you know exactly as much as you can what this would look like going to school in the fall and making sure that if this is what you were thinking it's going to be, is that in line with what that experience will be?
And there's the one aspect that we're talking about where people might be changing the decisions that they've made about going far away or staying close to home. But there's also the factor that colleges or may have changed how they're taking students, whether it's online or hybrid classes. There's situations where people have been offered jobs and now those have been rescinded. So there's also, Jennifer, this aspect that we don't have as much control over some of these decisions right now.
Right. So letting students know that with anything, especially in terms of a school counselor, that's one of the huge things that we talk about with students is, you know, there's things we can control and things we can't. And things we can, well, let's figure out, well, what can I do about this? What can I change? What's right for me? And then with things you can't, trying to either change that lens we see it, change that perspective, or trying to find some kind of acceptance or resilience to then at least grow from whatever that challenge might be.
Jennifer Reichlin is director of counseling at Marquette University High School. We're talking with her and also with Michael Frona, who's with Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. And we're discussing just how many high school graduates have had their plans change because of this pandemic. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Maybe you are a high school student who's seen your plans for next month change. Maybe you have a high schooler that you know or in your family who's grappling with some of these decisions or is just getting word about how their plans have to be different now. Share your experience with us at 800-642-1234. Michael, let's dig into some of the specifics of the survey. What did it show about the need to work for people who responded to it?
We were seeing a lot more people needing to prepare financially for the decision. As we all know and have heard in the news over the last several years, the investment into a college education can be quite significant. And really what impacted the survey respondents, we believe, is when we looked at the question, how has the COVID-19 experienced or impacted your family financially? Did you have a parent or guardian who lost their position or had a reduced number of hours? And was that going to change fundamentally how you would approach the year? And indeed, we saw that the more that there was impact at home, the more impact there would be on these college decisions. And much of it will then impact how a student decides how they're going to pay for and invest in college. And if I may, I'd like to go to something that Jennifer mentioned, and that is when people are making that decision about whether to go close to home or further away, they're also looking at the perceived value of that way the education is going to be delivered. For some, the idea of sitting in a classroom with somebody in the front of the room, a professor, and the conversation being bolstered by others around them is appealing. For others, an online program would suffice. And so when people are looking at investing in the experience that they may or may not have, what terms of what they value, they'll make a decision about that as well. So we did see a number of the students needing to make decisions about how they were going to financially invest in college.
Yeah, paying for higher education is a concern for, I'm going to say, a lot of students. Jennifer, is that what you hear from your graduating seniors, thinking about the money aspect of this?
Absolutely. And that's kind of what I was hitting at about trying to stay closer to home, because some students did make that change to decide to go instead to 4-year right away to do one of the technical colleges. And they tend to have half the cost. Students can live at home. A lot of times if they had a high school job, they can retain that job and continue to work. And so then there's an articulation agreement where then they can finish that bachelor's degree after the 2 years, especially after the uncertainty of the pandemic, hopefully dissipates. And the other thing I would say with financing college, it's extremely important that students file the FAFSA, which is the free application for federal student aid. And so they can do that as early as October 1st of their senior year. And there may be changes in income, as Michael was attesting to, that, you know, if students lost or parents lost a job, or if there's change in income, if there's health reasons, whatever might be going on because of all of COVID and the pandemic, that the students reach out to their financial aid office at the institution in which they're going to be enrolling in the fall to let them know that maybe there's some changes to what they had put on that FAFSA they filed back in October to see if maybe there's some other funds there for the students or other kind of resources that they can utilize to make that college more affordable for them.
We're taking calls during this discussion at 800-642-1234. And Brian from La Crosse is ready to join the conversation. Hi, Brian.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the topic. I guess an extension from what your guest just said, we just threw our kid his graduation party yesterday, and that was a topic of conversation. One of his friends was going out to Madison and was concerned about housing not being reimbursed if, you know, there isn't housing, or if all the classes are online and kids learn better face-to-face, then is it just easier to say instead of Madison, stay here, go to UW La Crosse, take the classes, transfer back, and, you know, save money on that? It's just unfortunate that, you know, now we're a month out. They're trying to, you know, transition from high school days and look forward to their journey in college, and the stress level just continues, and not only for them, but, you know, for us parents as well. Thanks for the topic.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for sharing your story with us. Jennifer, what do you hear there?
Well, what I would encourage, and I know it's hard because you can't have necessarily all the information, and colleges are trying to be as transparent as possible, and they're still articulating what their reopening plan is, you know, what they're doing in terms of students, if there's any exposure or cases and health services, but just trying to get as familiar as what that COVID plan is, and they should have those statements on their websites. You know, reach out to the admissions office, Residence Life, financial aid office, the academic advisor. Email is wonderful because that way you have all the threads of conversation, that there's not any bad question, because, you know, colleges and military apprenticeships, they're choosing students, but you guys are also choosing these institutions. And so just to, as much as possible, get the information you need. And again, it kind of is a fluid process right now, so it's not all out there, but continue to ask questions, know your resources, be an advocate for, you know, the student. I would encourage to be an advocate for him or herself, but then also parents, you know, supporting their students and advocating for them as well, too.
We're talking about a national survey of students graduating from high school and how the pandemic has affected their plans for the fall and beyond. We have Jennifer Reichland, Director of Counseling at Marquette University High School, with us. Also, Michael Frona, who is with Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. And we want to hear from you. There's a line available for you at 800-642-1234. Are you or is your child in this situation right now? What are you trying to weigh in making the right decisions? Maybe the pandemic has made paying for a college education even more challenging. Give us a call at 800-642-1234 to share your story here with us. Michael, let's talk more about the survey of those who still plan to go on to higher education in the fall. Did your survey show a change in how students felt about that?
It did. It showed that not only was the academic portion of the college experience relevant and important to them, but they evaluated whether or not they thought that nightlife, student organizations, recreation, food service, residence life, were they all going to be what they expected to be? And we saw that not having the good feeling about, or not, I shouldn't say a good feeling, I would say not knowing what those experiences were going to be like, whether they would meet their expectations or not, had about 30% of the survey respondents questioning their decision about would this be the year to go to college. I also think it's important, if I just may mention this so we have time before the top of the hour, is this survey also looked at the importance of asking young people how important was it to them that they had a versatile career that could span different industries. And we found that in times of crisis like this, when they saw people around them losing their positions, not so much what they were going to do, but the skills they were going to learn to apply to what they did became very, very important, with over 35% of the respondents strongly agreeing that having skills that could be versatile in a number of different industries was more important than ever. And an additional 50% said they agreed with that statement. So we're seeing almost 90% of our survey respondents saying, it's not so much what I'm going to do, but I better go seek out skills that are going to have versatility between industries because I don't know what the future of work holds.
So it sounds like these assumptions we sometimes make about people, you know, choosing careers just because they love it and not because they're being practical. Your survey is showing that students are really being pretty pragmatic right now and trying to make these decisions.
I think that's, I hesitate to call it the beauty of the pandemic because there's really not much beautiful about it. But the benefit of times like this is it does help us push the pause button and ask ourselves, what are our needs versus what are our wants? And that's a lesson that's never too young to start to teach.
We're talking with Michael Frohna, who's with Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. And we'll also bring back in Jennifer Reichlin, who's Director of Counseling at Marquette University High School. We also want to talk with Sam from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hi, Sam.
Hi. I'm not a high school graduate this year. I'll be returning to fall classes as a second year in college at UW-Madison. And as far as my plans and changing, if I could go back a couple months and maybe take the semester off, I think I might have, and I think it would have been the smart move, but I kind of was banking on us being reopened, and unfortunately we'll be online for this semester, and I feel as though it's a little bit strange to me that most colleges that I know of are going to be charging the same rates for online and in person. When online, we don't have access to resources as simple as going to the dining hall or even like going to libraries with our friends to study rather than trying to organize a study group or something over Zoom.
Yeah, Sam, thanks for explaining your process to us and good luck with that. Jennifer, you know, Sam is talking more about that college experience. It's not just about the academics. It's about working together with other people and making those connections.
Right, right. And kind of hitting on a little bit of what Michael was saying in terms of there's some things that across all careers you need, like those soft skills. So then I would at least highlight, you know, if it's online, if it's a hybrid, if it's in person, you know, hopefully those soft skills, those communication aspects, you know, the analyzing information, working with others, probably having to embrace some new forms of technology. These are all skills that's definitely going to be beneficial. And I know there's, in terms of the financial piece behind the schooling, I'm not really addressing that in terms of Sam's point. But it's just, obviously, these are very different times. And, you know, you can't always feel things happen for the best, but you can try to make the best out of them. And hopefully sooner than later, you know, ideally, yes, you want to be on campus. You want to go to those athletic events. You want to have that college experience, and hopefully that happens sooner than later. But definitely you're still getting those soft skills, those academic skills you need in terms of what that college can provide to continue on that degree.
I want to bring in one more caller here. Yeah. Jessica from Oconto Falls has a story for us. Hi, Jessica.
Hi. My son attends UW River Falls, and he has just found out this last week that all of his classes, his specific classes, have changed to online. So he has decided that he's going to stay home and take his classes online. We're trying to be positive because we are kind of all disappointed about it, but we're trying to be positive and know that he can work full time, still get his classes, and return in January. We figured he'll be able to save enough money to pay for second semester. And just like the last caller, is he disappointed by all of those other specific things? Of course he is. But we're just trying to really be positive about it. And he's getting to work in his field that he's going to school for and make a little extra money.
Oh, Jessica, thank you so much for sharing that story with us. I want to give each of our guests about a minute quick just to offer us a little bit of advice. Jennifer, as a school counselor, what do you want to say to young people having to make decisions in this uncertain time?
It might reiterate a little bit of what I said before, is just try to get as much information as you can. And sometimes it's always coming in or things seem to be ever changing, but trying to stay as on top of what that information is as possible to make those decisions that you want. If you want to try to defer, if you want to do the online, if you want to stay closer and do a 2-year and then do the 4-year, if you want to work full time, you will know, like, there's not one right choice here. There's a best fit, and just weighing in all of these factors. And again, talking to people that care about you, your resources, just trying to process all of that with people that you trust, that, you know, obviously care about you, but then hopefully aren't also then biased, and just trying to make the best choice you can for yourself in this moment when things aren't very clear sometimes.
Yeah. And Michael, what do you want people to know?
These are the times that I think we need dexterity in our decision making. And we also need dexterity in terms of what we expect out of our experiences. And by dexterity, I mean very similar to what Jennifer was saying. There is no wrong decision that a young person can make. They just need the support of educators and caring adults. And that's not untrue for anybody in a life change or at a stage of life where they change. And I think with Junior Achievement and the work that our school counselors do, we are consistently trying to bring scenarios to them to help them make very good decisions when that time comes. COVID-19 and the pandemic is something none of us expected. And so it's the pinnacle of a crisis to make a decision in. But we've been through this as a country and a nation and a world for 100 years, world wars and depressions, some of them that we even put the word right. Great in front of them. So let's support our young people. Let's help them make the best decisions for them and for us. And I think together we're going to be okay.
And a thank you to Michael and also to Jennifer. Michael Frohna is with Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. And Jennifer Reichlin is Director of Counseling at Marquette University High School.